Thank you for tuning in today as I share with you a devotion that I wrote recently. You know, if there had been an order to shelter in place from our state governor just a few weeks ago, we would have had a little idea what that meant and what effect it would have on our daily lives, how quickly things can change. We now know that to shelter in place means to take refuge in our homes, venturing out only when it is absolutely necessary, and in so doing, protecting ourselves and possibly others from exposure to this deadly virus. The desired result is that the person-to-person transmission of the disease would be reduced, resulting in a decrease in total virus cases. This would lessen the demand placed on our hospitals and medical providers and prevent them from being overwhelmed with more new cases than they have the capacity to handle. Spiritually speaking, to shelter in place means to take refuge in the only one who is able to protect us from all harm and destruction, our God and our Father. He alone can provide the shelter we need in the midst of a storm like the one we're now facing. A story from ancient Israel has parallels to our current situation. David, king of Israel, found himself in the midst of a severe trial when his own son Absalom sought to take his life and usurp the throne from him. However, instead of being overwhelmed with the situation, David immediately turned to his heavenly Father and prayed, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." Psalm 61. The Hebrew word translated shelter here means a place of refuge, offering safety and protection. Some of you may remember country gospel singer and songwriter Dottie Rambo. Dottie was a Grammy and multiple Dove Award winner, and in 1994 was awarded the Songwriter of the Century Award by the Christian Country Music Association. In one of the Gaither Homecoming videos, Dottie shares about a time when a close friend betrayed her, causing a considerable amount of hurt and distress in her spirit. The betrayal was so personal and so hurtful that Donnie and her husband, Buck, traveled down to Florida where they would spend some time and give her an opportunity to process her thoughts. As she walked along a stretch of deserted beach littered with driftwood from a recent storm, Dottie wrestled with the thoughts that continued to trouble her soul. Noticing the debris along the beach from the strong storm, Dottie realized that the betrayal of her close friend was like a storm in her own life. In an interview sometime later with a reporter from the St. Augustine Record, Dottie shared, "As the white caps broke across the water and as I walked among the driftwood and the seaweed with my guitar strapped over my shoulder, I pondered the lyrics of several songs that the Lord seemed to be giving to me at that time. All of a sudden I thought, Lord, this storm is so much like my life, and yet in the midst of the storms of life, you have been a shelter to me. When I can't take the storm, I run to you for that shelter, and suddenly I feel secure." While thinking on those things and watching as the wind kicked up the waters, I began to write a song. The melody was coming as I played my guitar, but I could not find an opening for the song. I couldn't find a way to interpret the song, something that would give it a springboard. As I continued to walk, I pled with the Lord, "Lord, how am I going to start this song?" As I was talking to God, the closeness of the Lord touched me on the shoulder. I felt His presence, so real, and these words came forth. "Thank you, Lord. I feel the touch of your hand, so kind and tender." Dottie went on to share that she began to weep, and as she thanked the Lord, the words just kept coming. In this song, God gave Dottie Rambo a message for her own troubled heart, but also for the multitudes of others who have been ministered to through the song, "Sheltered in the Arms of God." She wrote, "I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. Let's sing that chorus together. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. As we continue to shelter in place during this present storm, may we all take refuge in the only shelter who's able to protect us from harm, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and I pray you will allow the Lord to draw you close to Himself, sheltered safe in His strong arms.